Unit 4. Focus on listening 1. Wasting energy. Section 3. In this section, you will hear two students, Susan and Peter, giving a presentation during a tutorial. In the first part, Susan talks about the problem of waste in cities. First, look at questions 1 and 2. Now listen to the first part of the presentation and answer questions 1 and 2.
Good morning, everyone. Now, whose turn is it to do their mini presentation today? Peter and Susan. OK. What topic did the two of you decide on in the end?
We thought we'd have a look at the problem of waste in cities.
Fine. Well, when you're ready.
OK. One of the many problems about cities is that they create such an enormous amount of rubbish. I've got some figures here to show you. How does this thing work?
Press the on button.
Right. Well, as you can see from the graph, New York produces about 15 million kilograms of waste a day. It's a world record.
But not exactly one to be proud of.
No. And Tokyo comes next with about 11 million. Basically, the richer the city, the more rubbish it generates. The thing is that in developing countries, much more waste is recycled, so there's less to dispose of. If you compare Los Angeles and Calcutta, for example, they both have roughly the same population, but Los Angeles produces about 10 million kilograms of rubbish, while Calcutta, a much poorer city, only produces half of that, 5 million kilograms.
You forgot to mention Mexico City.
Yes, Mexico City's huge, but it only generates about 7 million kilograms, less than half the figure for New York. Now, the big question is, what do we do with all this rubbish? At the moment, most of it ends up on rubbish tips or buried underground, which is a terrible waste of resources.
In the second part of the presentation, Peter talks about the process by which materials break down or biodegrade. Look at questions 3 to 10 first. As you listen to the second part of the presentation, answer questions 3 to 10.
And there's another problem, which Peter will talk about. Over to you, Peter.
Thanks, Sue. Yes, the other thing is that it can take an incredibly long time for rubbish to biodegrade, that is, to break down and decay. Just to give you an idea, food and other organic material is the quickest to biodegrade. A loaf of bread decays in about 20 days, for example, as long as the conditions are right. We throw away tons of newspapers and packaging, and paper takes anything from 3 months to a year to biodegrade, but the conditions have to be damp. In dry conditions, it can last for decades. Metals take even longer, obviously. Most, like tin or iron, can take anything between 1 and 10 years.
But that doesn't apply to aluminium, does it? And 80% of soft drink cans are made of aluminium.
No, that's right. Aluminium's a special problem because it doesn't rust. So recycling is really the only answer. And another major problem is plastics. There are 80 different types, for a start. Scientists think a typical item like a bottle could take 100 years to decay. But as plastic has only been around for about a century, we can only really guess. And the longest lasting of all is glass. We know from archaeological evidence that glass can survive for at least 4,000 years, and who knows, maybe longer.
Thanks, Peter. Now, just to round off, I wanted to say a word about some of the factors which can affect the process of biodegrading. One is temperature. Things decay more quickly when it's warm, and more slowly in cool temperatures. Another factor is humidity. A moist environment speeds up decay. And the third is oxygen. That's a bit more difficult, because some materials, like oil, need the presence of oxygen to break down, while others don't.
OK. Good work, both of you. Now, are there any questions?
That is the end of the section. You now have half a minute to check your answers.